Ingrid. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with the program. How long have you been with the news?
Not too long. I've been with them since the summer.
Well, talk about being an editorial writer. Knowing the process, I find it fascinating. You have to do your homework, and even though there is a large group of folks who have some say in what's written, it's a very important job because you're basically representing, you're the voice of your newspaper.
It is. It can be a little daunting at times, but we really believe in reporting our editorials and having a firm foundation for our opinions. It's been a really neat experience.
Well, the anti-bullying bill that you talk about in a story from Thursday, advocates say the law would save lives. So why'd you decide to write this piece?
There's been a lot of reports in the news lately, you know, very sad stories about these young people taking their lives, even reportedly from being bullied. And we just wanted to take a deeper look at that issue and just specifically looking at whether a law, an anti-bullying law in Michigan, could potentially prevent future occurrences like this. And, of course, there's a lot of voices on each side. Even in our legislature, some who say that such a law really would help prevent bullying just by educating people in schools, parents, teachers. You know, the more they know, the more they know what to look for. You know, hopefully these cases would drop. But then, you know, on the other side, you have quite a few people saying that a law really wouldn't help necessarily. It's really up to the individual school districts to create these policies on their own. So it's an interesting debate.
House Bill 4580, which is now not passed the Senate, or at least hadn't passed at the time you wrote this story, is the bill we're talking about. Where does that bill stand, and talk about some of the details of it?
Well, it failed to pass the Senate in the lame duck session. So now in the next session, it would have to be reintroduced all over again. And this is the second time that a similar bill has passed the House but failed to pass the Senate. So that's a very frustrating process for advocates of an anti-bullying law. You know, they really believe this is very important, especially in my article I wrote about Kevin Epling, who's been pushing for this legislation for the last few years. He lost his son, Matthew, in 2002 after he was bullied pretty severely. So he's extremely disappointed that, again, this law or this bill failed to pass the Senate.
In your piece, you write how Michael Van Beek, who is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, said that he sees red flags when the government tries to define who is a bully and that local school districts are better fit to make their own policies.
I think his point there was that the more local control that the school districts have, that residents, parents in that individual community have to set their own policy, that's the better way. You know, when you have the state trying to define for everybody what that means and how each district should deal with it, he's hesitant to support that. I mean, nobody wants to see kids being hurt or driven to that extent, but it's just sort of a matter of what's the best way to deal with it.
Well, in talking about Kevin Epling and some other sources that you use who are in favor of legislation, you've got legislators who are opposed to it, at least in the Senate, and you've got some educators who don't think the legislation should be involved. What's your take from writing this story? Do you think that the law will pass, or do you think that it's just going to be left up to school districts?
Michigan is only one of five states that does not have an anti-bullying law. So I think, kind of given the force that's behind these sort of laws around the country, I think probably eventually Michigan will have an anti-bullying law. But I talk to a lot of teachers, administrators for the Shispikit background on their opinions as well. And my feeling was that a lot of districts already have very solid policies against bullying and how to handle it when it happens. And some administrators told me some pretty interesting things, that they thought having a law telling them exactly what they need to do would actually prevent some districts from going above and beyond that law and creating their own policy. Quite a few districts already have policies that are stronger than the one that would have been required by this law if it had passed. So I thought that was kind of an interesting perspective. But a lot of districts are already doing a lot to combat bullying. But, you know, of course, the fear is that some aren't, and you know, this law would kind of fill in the gaps there.
You know, it's interesting, Ingrid, your story is detailed on defining what bullying is, how you can do bullying, how you can prevent it. You know, I had a kid who I coached in baseball, and he is a bully, and he's a little kid. And I can remember recently having lunch with a couple of my boys at school, and this same kid was trying to bully someone, and someone ended up slamming him down to the ground. And I had a talk with my kids about that situation, and I tell you what, this kid is a good kid, but he's all stressed out, and I think more than anything, he just needed someone to listen to him and give him a hug and be positive to him, and that seemed to calm him down. I never had any problems with that kid.
Well, I think there's something else that I heard from educators in doing this piece, that a lot of times the kids who are doing the bullying often have pretty severe self-confidence issues themselves. So your districts are looking at how to help those kids as well, as the ones who are being bullied. So it's definitely a problem.
Ingrid Jacks is an editorial writer for the Detroit News. Go to detnews.com, and you can pull up that story. Ingrid, a great story. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.